From NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva Coleman. A strong winter storm is plowing up the East Coast. Long Island, New York has gotten several inches of snow, but points further north are expected to measure snowfall in feet. Jack Lepiarz of member station WBUR is outside in Boston.
I'm standing out on Commonwealth Avenue in Boston, and this is a pretty busy part of the city, and usually at this time of the morning, the street would be filled with cars, people trying to get to work. This morning, though, not so much. I have seen four snow plows go by in about 5 minutes. I've seen one SUV, one non-snow plow vehicle go by. And that is a reflection of the governor's travel ban that's in effect. That went into effect at midnight. The governor banning all non-emergency personnel from the road. People who violate that order could face a $500 fine.
Despite the Massachusetts travel ban, similar travel bans have just now been lifted in New Jersey and the New York City area. President Obama has arrived in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. He'll visit the Saudi royal family to offer condolences on the death of Saudi King Abdullah last week. Obama will be joined by a delegation, including Secretary of State John Kerry, former Secretaries of State Condoleezza Rice and James Baker, and Arizona Senator John McCain. French police have arrested five people in anti-terror operations carried out this morning. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports the men are suspected of running a jihadist ring to recruit fighters to send to Syria.
The rural town of Lunel, population 25,000, was completely encircled as police closed in on the apartments of several men thought to be part of the group. One witness described heavily armed police breaking down apartment doors. The men are suspected of running a ring that sent at least 20 people to fight in Syria and Iraq. Six of them have died. France is still under high terror alert since attacks in Paris at the beginning of the month that killed 17 people. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
A public hearing begins in London today in the death of Alexander Litvinenko. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports the former Russian spy was fatally poisoned nearly 8 years ago.
Litvinenko's case is a modern-day espionage mystery. The 43-year-old had been an officer in the FSB, Russia's spy agency, but he fled to Britain, where he became a critic of Moscow and eventually gained British citizenship. Litvinenko died when someone slipped radioactive polonium into his tea. After his death, it emerged that he was on the payroll of MI6, Britain's spy agency. The incident seriously damaged relations between the UK and Russia. Litvinenko's widow fought hard for a public inquiry into her husband's death, and nearly 8 years later, that hearing begins today. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, London.
Democrats in the Senate have temporarily blocked consideration of legislation on the Keystone XL pipeline. They wanted to offer amendments. This is NPR News. The Associated Press reports House Democrats are criticizing Republicans over the panel investigating the Benghazi attacks. Democrats allege Republicans have withheld information and witnesses in the investigation. The AP says the GOP chairman says he's been authorized to unilaterally subpoena witnesses, but he will now let Democrats know ahead of time before doing so. Worldwide ceremonies marking International Holocaust Remembrance Day will include, for the first time, an event in Turkey. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports the event has divided Turks.
Foreign Minister Mevlüt Cavusoglu told reporters that in addition to sending officials to Holocaust remembrance events in Poland and the Czech Republic, Ankara will host its first state-level ceremony marking the liberation of the Auschwitz concentration camp by Soviet troops 70 years ago today. The event is billed as a show of solidarity with Turkey's tiny Jewish minority at a time when fears of rising anti-Semitism across Europe have some Jews contemplating emigration to Israel. Turkish ultranationalists criticized the event, saying it undermines Turkey's message of opposition to Israeli policies toward the Palestinians. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.
The Ukrainian government says new fighting is reported in the eastern part of that country. Ukraine says the clashes have killed 9 Ukrainian troops and left 29 others wounded. Fighting between the Ukrainian government and Russian-backed rebels has sharply increased in the past month. Ukraine and Russia are blaming each other for the increased violence. The rebels say they will not engage in peace talks with Ukrainian officials. I'm Corva Coleman, NPR News.